And it is unfair, both from a journalistic standard, to presume that Mr. Lewandowski is guilty, and it's unfair from a criminal justice standard. And I'm quite frankly ashamed that women would who are journalists would go out and presume this man guilty in the court of public opinion.
Let me just point out, the Secret Service, for on the record, says they don't comment on anything like this, and the Daily Mail is the Daily Mail. One should take that into consideration, Tara.
I find it astonishing that this is the first time I've heard Kelly say the word ashamed, but it's not. She's ashamed of women standing up for another woman who was assaulted by the campaign manager of her candidate. That this is the first time you're ashamed.
You don't know
you're
that.
Not ashamed
you don't
of
know
the
that,
fact,
and it is
you're
unfair.
You're not ashamed
you
of the fact that Donald Trump
that.
Has called women fat pigs. You're not ashamed of the fact that Donald Trump decided he said he was going to pay for the legal fees of someone who assaulted a protester. You're not ashamed of the fact that Donald Trump can never apologize for anything.
I said I don't like those things, Tara.
But you didn't use the
word
ashamed.
You
can't be ashamed of those things. But you're ashamed of women standing up, and women in journalism, standing up for someone else in a situation that a person running for president should have absolutely no involvement in whatsoever. This should have been handled, over with, done. But he has an inability to apologize.
Let Kaylee respond. Let Kaylee respond.
I have said many times, Tara, it's disingenuous to say that I have not disowned those things, because on this very network, I've said it was inappropriate for Donald Trump to retweet that picture of Heidi Cruz. However, you just said a man who's guilty of assault. Tara, do you know that you are defaming someone? You could actually be brought into court for alleging that he did something that he
Donald
did not
Trump?
Do. So, Tara... No, you're not, Tara, but I would watch your words, because that's a violation of the highest principle of journal
ethics.
Are
you kidding me?
It's a violation of our criminal justice system to presume someone guilty on TV when there are two varying accounts, Tara.
One at a time. So you're not concerned about Donald Trump's words when he lies in one sentence. He says one thing and then says something else. You're not concerned about Donald Trump when he says that women should be punished for having abortions and then changes his mind three times later, after 2 hours when he got in trouble for it.
I haven't been asked about that, so don't put words into my mouth when I haven't been asked about that subject.
Because you consistently defend the indefensible with Donald Trump, and you're doing it again today.
No, I don't. I just point out to you things that I didn't.
It's about common decency, Ashley.
Because you are putting words into my mouth.